was reporting William Davis of the Odeon Hammersmith, we got chatting at the console.
Well, Bill, this is really a super organ, four-decker Compton. We went through the Wurlitzer at Tooting some time ago, but let's run through this one, shall we?
Yes, well, it's a 15-rank four-decker, as you say, Compton, and we start, of course, with the diapason, which is the basic or fundamental of all church organs, and on this one it's particularly good, I think. Then we add the 16, 4, and 2 to give the diapason chorus.
I think that would do any cathedral choir, Bill.
I should be very happy to have a diapason like that in my church, I can tell you. Then we come to the tibia, which of course is really an extended flute. More often than not used with the tremulant to give it that nice little wobble.
The name taken, I believe, from the shin bone, isn't it?
That's right, yes. The hollow bone of the front of the leg, and the pipe is designed to produce that same sort of sound, you know, particularly if it's a wooden pipe.
By the way, Bill, I think we'll explain to our listeners that they may hear one or two clicks and things as we're playing, but that's understandable for an organ that was built in 1932.
I think it's absolutely magnificent, you know. And in a cinema of this size, you know. And
how many seats is this?
3,500, I believe. Yeah. You know, and another 500 standing room for concerts and things.
I'm glad they got it covered over, incidentally, when they have the celebrity concerts like Tom Jones and things here, because I'm told that before they had the cover, the kids on one occasion ran up the four manuals using it as four steps onto the stage.
Oh, sacrilege. Sacrilege. They should be taken out and dealt with.
Anyway, on with the ranks.
Right. Having gone from the diapason and the tibia, we come to the concert flute, which is a particularly beautiful one on here. I always like Compton concert flutes, but this, I think, is a real gem. Then, of course, we come onto the strings. We have four ranks of strings, and put the wobblers on. You get a lovely string chorus.
While we're on the subject of tremulants, Bill, there's always this argument going on that the classical boys don't like tremulants and the cinema organ boys are accused of using it too much. Well, we know there's a happy medium, but after all, most of the orchestra instruments in the orchestra tremulate, don't they?
Absolutely, yes. I think the main trouble is that a lot of people object to tremulants as set on a large number of organs because they're too heavy. This one, I think, for my money anyway, is just about right. I mean, if you get a violinist, he always develops a tremolo in the left hand and finger on the string, which vibrate sharp and flat to give it the wobble. You never hear, or very rarely hear, a violin unless it's specifically called for in the orchestration playing straight like this.
No, it's cold, isn't it?
So on. The French horn is particularly good, again, for a Compton French horn as a reed. You can almost hear the bloke spitting into it, can't you? I always like, in fact, to make my own, manufacture my own French horn, which I do by using the diapason and the tibia. I think we get more of an embouchure sound. But that's just a personal thing. Then we have the crumet, of course. It's really a strangulated oboe. It's a double reed instrument in the old days, of course, as you know. Or crum horn, it was in those days. And they call it crumet now. And this, the brass, as you were referring to a moment ago, is particularly effective, again, because the tuba. And then the trumpet again.
A good moment to be bringing the percussion, I would think, Bill.
Well, yes. Could I just show you a little trick that I like from when I'm playing dance music, to have the trumpet on one manual and the tuba on another, and you play the notes on the two manuals one after the other like this.
Very effective.
And then you add a little bit of accompaniment. It's the old duak-a-duak idea, you see?